From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After a six-hour government shutdown, the House of Representatives voted early Friday morning to support a two-year budget deal that includes an extension to keep the government open until March 23rd. AgWeb.com reports the budget includes provisions to lift an underwriting limit on revenue insurance products for livestock, make cotton eligible for the price loss coverage program, and reduce the cost of the margin protection program for dairy producers. Also included are $2.4 billion in aid to farmers affected by last year's hurricanes and improvements to several USDA disaster programs. Tired of traveling to town to submit government forms, the new Farmers.gov website might just save you a trip. According to Agriculture.com, Farmers.gov is a new interactive website recently launched for producers across the country. The newly built USDA site is a work in progress, but will be updated to provide farmers and ranchers services they need, such as digital forms and to contact USDA staff. Continued Republican control of the Senate after this fall's election is virtually assured by an abundance of races in Republican-leaning rural areas. As AgriPulse reports, that's a slice of 2018 election projections from David Wasserman, House editor of the Cook Political Report. Wasserman says 26 Democratic-held seats are up for re-election and just 8 Republican seats. He says while they only need to pick up 2 seats to gain a 51-seat majority, Democrats are playing too much defense. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.